Today's daf Maseches Eruvin daf Pei Beis. Baruch Hashem, we're in a new parak. We have a Mishnah on Amud Beis, which parallels what we learned a few dapim ago regarding the amount of food needed to set up an Eruv. There it was talking about Eruv Chatzeros and joint alleyways. Here our parak and our Mishnah is discussing the Shabbos boundaries. The shear given, the measurement given, that the Mishnah gives is Mazon Beis Seudos. It's the amount of food for two meals, and that's two meals per person. And who's going to utilize for who's going to utilize the Eruv. So however many people are there, multiply that two meals per person. The next point is how much food is this? Rebbe Meir says we go by the smaller weekday size portions. Rebbe holds we go by the Shabbos meal portions. Interestingly, the Mishnah says both Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda were miskaven lahakel. They both intended to give a lenient opinion on this, each thinking, Rebbe Meir, that the diet of the weekday was less, or Rebbe Meir held that Shabbos, a person ends up eating less. Be that as it may, the Chronim note that even though Shabbos has a three suda requirement, a three meal requirement for setting up a Shabbos residence, one only needs the minimum weekday deposit of food, which was typically two meals per day. There's a subtle machlokas. What volume makes up two sudos? The Rif and the Rambam, this is brought by the Gra as well, require 18 grogros, 18 fig bulk measurements total, which is six beitzim, six egg bulk measurements, meaning three per meal. Three, so that's the size that the food should be. It's the amount that the food should be equivalent to for the Eruv of the Tchum. The Ramah has a bit of a larger shear that he brings of eight bulk size. You can go look in Shulchan Aruch Simen Taf Tes Siv Zayin for more of that discussion. Now that we mentioned the Gra, let's share an amazing point here. We have the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, which is from the Torah of Achalta V'Savata V'Rachlin, Parshas Ekev. The Gemara in Brachos, you eat, you're satiated, and you bless Hashem. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf, Amud Beis, teaches that the angels, the Malachi Asharis, claimed Hashem is allowing himself, Kivyachol, to be bribed, to take Shochat, and say the Malachi Asharis, this goes against the Midah of Hashem. The Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Yud, Pasuk Zayin, Asher Lo Yisa Panim V'Lo Yikach Shochat. Hashem doesn't take bribes from anyone. Hashem responds, how can I not? B'nai Yisrael are so exacting with Birkas HaMazon that they recite the bracha ad kezayis v'ad kebeitza. They recite the bracha by when they eat a kezayis and when they eat a kebeitza, an olive's worth and an egg's worth of food. So the Gran is Perish and Mishnah in Perachav Beis, Pasuk Tes, asks, why does the Gemara say kezayis before kebeitza? We know that a kezayis, an olive, is smaller than an egg. And if A is true, then certainly B is as well. And the second question the Gra asks is why specifically this Chumrah, stringency that Hashem mentioned of all the stringencies that the Jewish people keep. Explains the Gra, quoting our Gemara in the Rif, that we require Sheish Beitzim, we require these six eggs, he brings a Zohar, Chelek Gimel, Reish Mem Dalet, that three Beitzim are equivalent to 10 olives, which is 9 grogros, meaning the olive is 1/10 smaller than the grogeres. So it works out that one seuda, one meal, which is 3 beisim, or 10 olives. This is when the Torah requires us to recite Birkas HaMazon, and that is on the individual, as the language of the Torah is V'achalta V'savata Uveirachta. It's going on the individual. But, says the Gra, Yisrael, Am Kedoshim, we are the holy nation, and therefore, V'chipsu, V'chipus, Neirot, Eich L'Gadlu, Rama Mo Yosef, we're always looking for a way to praise and raise up Hashem in this world, and elevate and make a Kiddush Hashem and Kavod Shemaim in this world. So says the Gra, take one Zayas and go find another 9 Jews. Each person has one Kezayas. Each individual is not full, but as a collective they are. And they can make a mezuman on this for it. And if they can't find 10, don't eat alone. Go find 2 others. Each person need a kebeitza and make a zimun. Says the Gra, the Mishnah and Brachos Memhei Amad Aleph even uses this language. Adkama mezamim kezayas and kebeitza. This is the meaning of the pasuk in Mishlei. Tov ayinu yevurach inasa melachmu ladal. The generous man is blessed for he gives his bread to the poor. Tov ayin is when you bring in other people to your suda to bless Hashem. Agav, this is how many explain the greatness of Avram Avinu vayita eshel, feeding his guests to bring them to bless Hashem. And therefore, says the Gra, he will in turn be blessed by Hashem. Yisalo panim, because he cared about a person in need. Rabbi Simon adds in his essay in Parshas Ekev that we see here a great effort in Avodas Hashem. If we can know how to combine our Bein Adam LaMakom between people with Bein Adam LaChavero, between Hashem and our actions with people, we're amplifying, without amplifying or lessening one the other. Here we have all the 10 Zaysim and blessed Hashem, but instead he spread the opportunity to others and extended the blessing beyond himself.